Hey there, thank you so much for listening to our Big Time Talker podcast and downloading us. I'm Burke Allen, live in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and the show is sponsored by SpeakerMatch.com, the world's largest online virtual speakers bureau. If you're a meeting planner and you need a speaker, go to SpeakerMatch. And if you're a platform speaker and you're looking for those meeting planners, you can find them as well at SpeakerMatch.com. Our guest today, award-winning author Carol Wolf. We're going to talk about her book, My Best Mistake, in just a moment. I do want to remind you that we have new episodes of the Big Time Talker available every Tuesday, wherever you download podcasts, at iHeartRadio, at Podbean, Spotify, Apple iTunes. So we hope you'll check us out. All right, I'm going to get in touch with my feminine side now. We're going to talk with women's fiction author Carol Wolf, her new book, My Best Mistake. Tasha's story is a Reader's Favorite Award winner, and she joins us from one of my favorite cities on the planet, Austin, Texas. Hey, Carol, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you write books that are called women's fiction, and does that mean that chromosomally and genetically, I am not going to want to read these books?
No, absolutely not. You would want to read this. In fact, I have some very good some fans that read, male fans that read all the time, and they have read all the way through the series. So you are more than welcome to crack open a book.
So you're not excluding guys because they're women's fiction?
Absolutely not. No, this is it's a character driven story. So it's the journey or the change of the main character. And I think everybody can enjoy that change.
So let's talk about the whole series, because there are, what are there, five of them now?
Is that right? There are five books.
And they're all my best something. So my best mistake, my best decision, my best memory, my best gamble, my best break. What a clever concept. Where did you come up with that?
It started with the first book. My Best Mistake came out of the fact that not all mistakes are bad. So there can be good mistakes and the best mistake. And I liked the way that flowed. And so then I just kind of was like, well, if we could have a mistake, we could have a decision too, and we could have a memory and so on and so forth. And that's how it came to be.
And if you see the covers, by the way, and you can check them out at carolwolf.com, and that's Wolf with an E, and also Carol with an E, you'll see that the covers are all sort of themed together. Do you have characters that go through the entire My Best series?
Yes. The series is actually set in a small town, Glen Valley, in Texas. It's a fictional town, but we get to see mothers and daughters and friends and journalists and just various people around this town are included in the series.
How did you get into the writing world?
I've been writing since I can't even remember the first time I picked up a pen or actually a crayon and started writing. But I know in third grade, my friend and I wrote a book and published it using blue yarn to bind the papers. And we had dreams of going to New York City and being, you know, the writer and publisher. I'm in Texas, so didn't quite make it to New York, but I have been writing for a very long time. So, and have enjoyed it. It's been a fun outlet. As my kids were growing up, kids have funny stories, kids say funny things. And so that's kind of some of the comments and then weird things that happen in the books. You know, some of those are real life that have been altered a little bit to protect the innocent. So
we all have, funny or interesting anecdotes that happen in our lives. But it's rarefied air to actually be one of those people that tabulates that stuff and turns it into a book. And I'm always fascinated when I talk with authors, especially successful ones like you, about how to use a Monopoly analogy, how you get off go. How did you take this love of writing you've had since you were in elementary school and then actually become not only an author who actually has a printed book? You have five of them, and now you're winning awards. So how do you get off go, and how do you get started?
It's sort of like simple advice, but you just get started. You sit down and you write, and it may not be every day. It may be once a week. But as long as you keep at it and keep working at it, the first book took me about 7 years to write, and I've gotten faster, you know, after that. It's taken about a year for each book after that. Okay. But it is something that I, you know, I want to do, and I practice and I learn and I take the time to do it. So that's kind of how I've approached it.
So you talk about, you know, practicing and learning. Should I assume that along with being a writer, that you're a big reader as well?
I am. I typically have between one and five books going at the same time. I'll read another women's fiction book. I'll read a romance. I might read a thriller. I'll read a nonfiction craft book, just kind of whatever. And, you know, it was great going to the Reader's Favorite Awards and meeting all the authors and getting to pick up some new books and get some direction on, oh, I've met this author. I've got to read this book now. So I'm really excited to get settled into some of those, reading some of those books too.
And so the book falls, you know, squarely into chick lit, I guess. And you know, it won this Reader's Favorite Award, as you mentioned. Tell folks who may not be familiar with the My Best series and the first book, you know, what it's all about. Give us the elevator pitch.
So Tasha Jerome is a single mom of twins, and she is having to deal with her ex-husband, who doesn't want to seem to go away. He just keeps wanting things from her. And her mom, who's very into her business and doesn't want to let her live her life on her own. And then her sister, who is, you know, they're very different people. So while they have coexisted their entire lives, they haven't always seen things on the same level. And so this is Tasha's story as to how she change, how she evolves from being this single mom to having people in her business all the time to how she eventually stands up and kind of becomes her own person.
So there's some empowerment in there, and it sounds like some not lovely people like the ex-husband there. And so I've got to ask the question, how many of these characters are based loosely or tightly on real people that you've run up against?
So I don't know that the characters per se are based on the people, but I've taken an incident or a conversation or something like that, and that has kind of been how the character was formed. So I would say they all have some aspect to them that has come out of either my life or, quite frankly, if I'm standing in the grocery store line and I'm listening to the conversation in front of me, sometimes things come from that as well. So.
You take notes like on your phone whenever you hear or see something you think you might want to write about, and you go, ooh, I need to remember that, and you jot it down somehow?
I do. I used to keep a notebook in my purse, but the phone is way easier these days to do that.
You're always looking for material. So Carol Wolf is our guest, by the way, and her My Best series is up to book number 5, and the first one won a Reader's Favorite Award in Miami last month, and that's where I had the opportunity to meet Carol briefly and see her walk across the stage and pick up that medal. So as someone who now has 5 books under your belt, are you going to change genres? Are you going to keep in this world? Because you're now not just an author, you've become something of a world builder, for lack of a better word.
So I'm actually starting a spinoff series. It is still in Texas. It's going to be a new small town, and there'll be a lot of crossover between the characters in the My Best series and then this new upcoming series. I have considered looking at other genres. I love to read widely. I read a little bit of everything. And so someday, maybe if I, you know, either don't have enough ideas for women's fiction, which I'm not sure that would ever happen, but, or if I just get to the point where I'm like, I'm ready for, you know, something new, I might consider another genre as well. But for now, I'm enjoying women's fiction and it seems to be working.
What do the readers of these books tell you in terms of, hey, this reminds me of another author or a movie or a book? So for folks that haven't read the My Best series, so that they've got sort of a touchstone, who do you get your work compared to a lot?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Let me think about this for a second. I'm going to draw a blank. I'm so sorry.
That must mean it's very unique stuff.
Well, no, I've actually, there's been some things and I just, sometimes I, it's not in my head to pull out that information. So, sorry.
Well, you know, And that's all right. I you know, I'm thinking to myself as a guy who is not a woman, that you know, is this book series compared to Sex and the City, for example, or is it more of a, you know, a romance novel? Would this be a Jackie Collins kind of book, or you know, who would be your target reader? Who do you visualize on the other side picking this book up and reading it at Starbucks?
So I see a busy mom, 35, 45, somewhere in there, grabbing it. It's a quick read. It is something that, you know, if you need to put it down, you can pick it back up fairly quickly. I wouldn't go Jackie Collins there. It has some aspects of romance, but definitely not a Jackie Collins style. But it is individual stories, somewhat like Sex and the City. Although I will say I don't write sex in my books. So
that's interesting. So tell me about that decision, and you know, you make it PG or PG-13, or it's, you know, it's not spicy and not saucy and not particularly spicy. Is that something that you set out to do and you decided there's a boundary here?
I did, partly because my mom reads my books, and I am like, that just seems weird to me that my mom would read my sex scenes. So I'm like, that's one. And then two, because, you know, now it's a little bit different because, you know, you read on your phone or your device, but before you would read a book and you'd have a paperback book that you would carry with you. And like, if you had a book that was, you know, clearly identified as there were sex scenes and it was a romance or, you know, whatever, it made it a little awkward as to where you read it. And so I just found that I could do closed door type things or just not even have it and still get the same message across. Will that be that way forever? I don't know, but it seems to be working for now. So I'm sticking with it. And my mom seems to like it too. So
if mom's happy, we're all happy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Carol Wolf is our author guest today, and she has the My Best series. There are 5 books in the series, and you can check her out at carolwolf.com, and that's Carol with an E and Wolf with an E as well. You talked about this book series being set in Texas and your spinoff also being set in Texas. Texas is a place that is filled with great storytellers and big stories, but I wonder how much of a character you make Texas in the book or books.
So Texas is a small character, not to be confused with the big state of Texas, but I am not from Texas. I have moved around quite a bit, and I use Texas as, I'm here so I can kind of see things, and I put it into my world a lot of times. So it's here, but, and you might hear y'all, but you probably won't see too many cowboy hats.
Gotcha. Boots? Do we see cowboy boots?
We see pig slippers, but no cowboy boots. No.
Fair enough. Perhaps at some point there'll be pink cowboy boots. We don't know.
That's an idea. I like that. I need to write that down.
I'm an idea guy, Carol. I'm an idea guy. My Best is the book series from Carol Wolf. Find her online at Amazon.com. And wherever books are sold, you can order these books by name as well. Do you, when you write these stories and these characters, do you visualize a specific person, maybe a famous person? You know, do you cast them in your mind? Oh, this character would look like Jennifer Aniston. Or if this book were made into a movie, Jennifer Lopez would play this person. Do you do that in your process?
I do now. I think it's very helpful to be able to visualize somebody and to, you see that person and you can see what that person is doing. When I first started, I didn't. And it's harder to be able to remember, well, did I give her blonde hair or is she a brunette? And does she like yoga or she's not flexible at all? And if you have that visual, it's much easier to have the continuity in the character. And especially when you're writing a series, you need the continuity throughout all of the books. So it's definitely a trick that has helped, and I will continue using.
Do you see these books, or would you be interested in these books being made into a television series, maybe a streaming series or a movie? Is that something that would interest you?
I mean, I guess the answer is yes, but at the same time, I'm a little bit of an introvert. So I'm not sure how that I mean, being an author of books is awesome because I can write and nobody sees me. Being a screenwriter or having something on the big screen or even the small screen sounds, I don't know. It would be, if the opportunity came up, absolutely, I'll look into it. But yeah, we'll see.
I understand. And lots of authors are nervous about their books being changed completely, and Hollywood will do that. So this is all your ideas, and you know, you got to be protective of those. What is your favorite part about being an author? What do you like the most?
I like the creativity of it, the ability to take a character and put them in any situation, and if I don't like that situation, I can put them in another situation, and they get to experience things that I want to experience, or maybe that I have experienced but I didn't like the way it turned out, so I can have it turn out another way, or even something that I will just never have the opportunity to do. So I think it's fascinating to be able to direct this little community in this book.
You can live vicariously through the characters in your books. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Carol Wolf is the award-winning author of My Best Mistake. It's the first book in the My Best series, and you can pick them up online at bookstores everywhere that sell great books, and also at carolwolf.com. That's Carol with an E and Wolf with an E. Carol, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to our Big Time Talker podcast. New episodes happen every Tuesday at all your favorite platforms. Thank you, Speaker Match, for sponsoring the show. Wherever you go, whatever you do, make it a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye, everybody.